Rebels Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, I guess.
Welcome, James. How are you?
I'm welcoming.
How are you? I'm asking. How are you, James?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I'm okay. I'm good.
Your day's going pretty good?
Uh-huh.
What have you been up to today?
Oh, mainly welcoming people to a podcast.
Welcoming? Yeah. What about welcoming, before that?
Welcoming. Well, actually, we went to the Huntington Dog Beach, didn't we?
Yes, lots of water over there.
Yeah, that was
relevant to the podcast.
Uh-huh, and, not so relevant to the podcast. Our dogs had a good time. Very, very cute.
Yeah.
Very, very, very cute.
Running around, fetching, dogs. Smelling bums.
Yeah.
Digging holes.
Yeah.
Trying to avoid getting wet.
Yeah, we take them to the beach, and then they never want to get close to the water. They have fun in the sand.
So what's on tap for the podcast today? I think we've got a big podcast in front of us, don't we?
We have a very nice lineup, and we have a little story to tell, and I have some tea.
You gonna dish some tea? Got some tea?
Some tea made with water.
Oh, I thought you meant like gossip tea.
That's exactly what I mean.
You do have some tea.
Some tea.
Uh-oh.
Some tea about water made with water. Specifically, Iceland spring water.
Wow. Well,
New water alert.
Yes, we have new waters. We have two new waters.
So what's the new water alert? And then let's hear about the tea.
Okay, so we have Bi antioxidant water. And I just want to say, I used to drink a ton of Bi, not the antioxidant water, but some of their antioxidant drinks because they are so good. They're very few calories, and they're actually quite good for you.
They have, coconut themed waters, right?
Tons of waters. Coconut's one of their flavors, but, I forgot which one I really used to like. There was one that, every time that I saw it, I would pick one up or drink it.
Actually, I like those as well a lot. They're very low sugar and have very minimal, clean ingredients, so they're good for you.
Uh-huh,
It's much better than reaching for a traditional juice or a soda.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Good on by. So we'll try their water today. I don't know how enthused you are about it, but we'll see. And what's the other new one we have here?
Our other one is Iceland spring water. And I have a problem with this.
This water is 8.88 pH.
Okay, I want to talk about that.
It's in a 1.5 liter plastic bottle. It says naturally alkaline. Imported spring water. What do you got, James?
Okay, so to start off, Iceland spring, way too close to Iceland glacial, right? And they
one of our favorites, Iceland glacial, right? That's a fantastic water.
Yeah, and they do like a traditional blue tint on the bottle. The bottle doesn't look very nice, right? pH 8.88. That's an odd number, right? Very, very odd coincidental number. Naturally alkaline, right? Imported spring water, I believe that, right?
What's it say on the back of the bottle?
You
here,
come over
James?
Here. Iceland spring natural spring water has been filtered through lava rock for decades and has a naturally high pH of 8.6 to 9.1 with absolutely no impurities. So you come here. That's not necessarily contradicting with it, but it's odd how they choose this, maybe just to appeal to people more or something.
Lucky eights.
Right? 8.88. And then the part that really, really, kind of ticks me off and rubs me the wrong way, at the very bottom, in a very small fine print, I don't even know if you can read it.
I can't even read that. What's it say, James?
This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
So they have to say that because they're making a claim here. So why don't you read the back of the bottle and see what their claim is?
Naturally alkaline since
1000. Start up here.
Okay, I already read that.
Oh, did
though.
You? Okay, read the bottom.
Naturally alkaline since 1200 AD. In 1200 AD, Bishop Gudmundur, the good blessed our source, a sacred Viking spring located in an ancient lava field in Iceland. To this day, our alkaline spring water is believed by many to have natural healing powers. Okay, it kind of rubs me the wrong way, because why would they have that? Like, of course they have that on there because of the story, but it feels, it just feels odd.
Well,
you know,
I'll
it
tell
feels like they could kind of put some type of shortcut there to lie about something else as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, the FDA probably doesn't want them to make a claim that it's naturally healing. That's why they have to put that disclaimer on there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. This water feels like it's just going to be a worse Icelandic.
So what is the actual
water.
Source of this water? Where does it come from?
That's what it's some type of special magical Viking lava rock spring.
Let's try it, James. You pour some of this water and I'm gonna look up the source, okay?
All right, and we're back. I gotta pour myself a little glass here.
Cheers. I like that water. It's good. It's got a smooth silky vibe going on to it.
Yeah, it's a little,
a little bitterness.
A little bitterness, and it has a little too much of a bite for me. It's a still water, but I'm getting a kind of bite from it that I don't really like. And it has a sort of sweet aftertaste. I don't like it much, though. It seems like more of a plasticky sweet for me.
I can see, a little bit of the plastic coming through, probably from the packaging. Of course, we prefer the waters to be in glass or something like aluminum better than plastic.
Yeah.
But the water's pretty good. Let me read you this, James, from the Iceland Spring website. Iceland Spring's natural source is located in a naturally protected area in a nature reserve called Heidmark near Reykjavik. In order to prevent unauthorized entry to the spring source, it's fenced off in a 1.5 million square meter security zone, Reykjavik Waterworks, which has been operating in this area since the early 20th century to secure supplies of cold water to the Reykjavik city. It's responsible for all quality measures and control in the area. These control measures have been based on HACCP, H-A-C-C-P, procedures since 1997. And the Reykjavik Waterworks became one of the first water utilities in the world to receive a ISO 9001 food grade quality certificate in 1995. The best bottled drinking water, extensive chemical, physical, microbiological, radiological analysis are both carried out frequently on finished product and the source water, both by the Reykjavik Waterworks and Iceland Springs. Available chemical and hydrogeological evidence indicates that the groundwater spring water present in Heidmark and the Iceland Springs area originates originates from deep semi-confined aquifer with an extension far into the uninhabited mountains of Balfolge and even into the central island ice fields, such as the one forming on the glacier Lagjökull. This correlation constitutes the ultimate sign of quality for spring water bottler. Our spring water is produced by rain and snow converted into ice thousands of years ago when no human pollutants existed, thus making Iceland Spring one of the best bottled waters. Okay, what do you think about that, James?
Yeah, bold claim to say that it's one of the best bottled waters. I don't know. I feel like it would be way better if it wasn't in such a bland packaging and also a plastic packaging.
Agreed.
If they put this in glass or aluminum, I mean, not as much as the taste would come through, and that would really help this water out. But I'm not a huge fan of it, if I'm gonna be honest.
Okay. Do we have to do a bottle cap rating on it?
I guess we do. So
that means it's time for bottle cap ratings.
Okay, and
bottle cap ratings.
All right. So, bottle cap ratings.
Yeah, so what do you think about this Iceland spring water, James?
I'm not a huge fan of it, if I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like they're definitely pushing their claim that it's one of the best bottled waters. I don't really agree with them. I don't know. It's smooth. It's got a bitterness to it, and then a plastic taste. That's really all I'm getting from it. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay, that's fair. Well, I will say that, and we have another water on the program today that's also from Iceland, which is one of my favorites from Iceland. I haven't tried the still much, but the sparkling definitely is, which is the Icelandic Glacial. I don't think this water is as good as that water. I'm going to give it 7 out of 10 bottle caps. Final All answer.
Right. So, actually, there's something I wanted to ask you if you want to do this. If we should start, you know, maybe keeping track of our bottle cap ratings out of 20, not individually, but with our combined scores out of 20, and every couple episodes or so that we have bottle cap ratings, we will say what's our best water that we've had so far.
James, 100%. This is a great idea. I think we should start a Google Doc page and start putting them in there. And let's save our bottle cap ratings. And then we can put them, we can go back and listen to the previous shows, collect our bottle cap ratings, put them in a spreadsheet, and then really come up with some facts and data on what's the real best bottled water. What do you think?
Yeah, totally.
Great idea.
Uh-huh. All right. You want to get into one of our next waters here?
Yes,
also
I do.
Also a new water.
Yes, I do.
This is the Bi Antioxidant Water.
If you don't mind, can we skip over that one? Because since we just had a water from Iceland, I would like to try the other water from Iceland right after it.
All right. So there's actually a little story about this water. Should I tell it?
Tell the story, James.
Okay. So we drove like an hour, 15 minutes, right? It ended up being like an hour 30 with traffic and stuff. But to a place called Glendale.
Glendale,
right?
Yeah.
And we went to get a thing called a smash burger. From this place called Burgers Never Say Die. And it was so good. So good. I really, really enjoyed it. Right?
Was it worth the drive for that hamburger?
Yeah. Totally. 100%. And they had good fries, too. And once we did that, we needed to use the restroom, right? And they didn't have a restroom there. They kind of operated out of this one window. It was one of those type of restaurants.
It's weird with COVID now, too, right? Trying to find a restroom out in the public can be a little bit difficult.
Yeah. So, we went down the street, right, to, this...
It was a little wine bar type of vibe place, coffee
yeah,
and
it,
wine?
Yeah, it was a, no, this is, it was Vietnamese cuisine and wine,
Oh,
I
really?
Think. Yeah, there was a coffee place right next to it.
But you noticed something out front with the people dining out front. What did you notice right away?
They were using Topo Chico bottles as decorations, and people had were drinking Topo at their tables.
Yeah.
So naturally, we were looking for a restroom. Of course, we gravitated over there as well because of the bottled water, right? And we come to the front, and the biggest coincidence. We've talked about this on the podcast before. If they did this, and they ended up actually they did do this, but we just couldn't find it. And we found it in one of the most unlikely places. We go to ask if they have a restroom, and I notice that right next to some of the Topo bottles they were using for decoration, they had Icelandic Glacial Water, one of your favorites, still in a glass bottle.
Score. Score. If you're like a podcast host about water and you see that water in the wild, it's like pretty amazing.
Yeah. So we of course we took two. Right? We needed to have one then, and yeah, then we're gonna have one now.
Crack it open,
and,
buddy.
Yeah, just a funny coincidence, you know, funny story. So this is Icelandic Glacial in a glass bottle.
So pH 8.4, it says on it, and we've just on the very last podcast, we talked about Icelandic Glacial. It was the water that I pranked you with the lemon extract.
Yeah.
Cheers.
All right. Cheers. Got a slow pour. Oh, that is good. That's so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So much better.
What's better about it?
Okay, It's got an earthiness and a sweetness that's actually really nice with it. No plasticky taste whatsoever.
Yeah. It's more complex.
It's even more smooth than the last one as well. And it just flows down your throat. That's a really, really delicious water, and it has more sweetness to it than you would expect.
Yeah.
I love the packaging too. Yeah, this could be like a borderline, like I don't know, like you would think there would be sugar in this if there was a tiny bit more sugar content.
Well, carbon neutral product.
That made no sense. I'm sorry. That made no sense. I that came out wrong. I meant it would be something you would expect it to be a sugary drink if there was just a little more sugar in it.
Okay. So it's a carbon neutral product. That means that this company is offsetting their carbon footprint in every way possible in a glass bottle. It says bottled at the source, Olaf Springs, Iceland. Mm-hmm. What's your bottle cap rating, sir?
I really, really enjoy this water. This is going to get a 9 out of 10 for me.
Okay. 10 out of 10 for me.
Wow.
It's getting a perfect score. It's sustainable. It's in glass.
It's carbon neutral.
It's natural water from the source. It's excellent. It tastes great. It's hydrating.
That bumps it up to a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Is that a perfect score?
It's a perfect score.
Wow. Icelandic Glacial in glass bottle. Still. Perfect score.
Perfect score.
Perfect. All right. Awesome.
Ooh. What's our next water, James?
Let's do the Bi antioxidant water.
Okay.
So this water here is, of course, from the drink company Bi. I've never had their antioxidant water. I've had their drinks a ton. They're very, very good. But I guess we'll try this now, huh? All right, here you go.
Let's give it a go. Thank you.
And here I go. Cheers.
Cheers. What kind of water is this, James? What's the packaging say?
It's an antioxidant water infused with mineral selenium, pH balanced to 7.5 or higher, electrolytes for taste, super purified.
So okay. I'm not really liking this water very much, I gotta tell you.
Okay, so yeah, me neither. You know, I love Bi. I love the company. They make great, great products. I was kind of expecting this, though. Their whole brand is healthy drinks, you know, super health stuff. More on the artificial side of healthiness, you know. And I expected them to overdo it with this water, try and like chemically in a lab make it like a super water for you, you know.
Well, it's not a naturally occurring spring water, it's right? Not. It's a purified water that Ultra we're dealing purified. With here. So I'm sure it's going through a reverse osmosis process, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And adding in.
Added electrolytes, mineral, selenium. Yeah, not that great. But, I mean, I expected this. You know? Want to give bottle cap ratings?
I do want to give bottle cap ratings. Should I go first?
Yeah.
Okay, let me take one more sip of this water.
Okay.
Yeah, this is trash water. I'm sorry. But I gotta say, it's not that great. It's gonna get 2 out of 10 bottle cap ratings.
Okay. I'm gonna give them one thing. It's smooth. Or actually, 2 things I'm gonna give them. 1, it's smooth. 2, they have a very nice, unique design on the package.
That is true. It's right? Nice marketing.
Besides that, not very good. Comes in a plastic bottle. Not great taste at all, really. It is smooth, though. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10 bottle cap ratings?
4 out of 10.
4 out of 10?
Okay. I may be a little partial to this Bi company, because I really do enjoy their antioxidant drinks, but their antioxidant water, not for me.
Well, you know what I'm going to do, James? I'm going to go back to the Icelandic Glacial and pour myself another little glass of this, because it's my favorite today.
You do you. All right. Then we got one more water to taste afterwards.
We do, but I think it's time for
Topo Facts.
And we are back with Topo Facts.
Yeah. So, James, for my Topo Facts today, I have a water quiz for you.
Ooh.
Are you ready for your water quiz?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I've got 20 questions here.
Ooh.
Some of them are true and true or false, and some of them are answers and yes or no. So let's see how we do, okay?
Okay.
Question one, true or false? Sound travels faster through water than through air.
False.
True. Answer is true.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, it wow.
Conducts better in the water.
Huh.
Number two. Water is made up of what two elements?
Hydrogen and oxygen.
Very good. Number three. What is another name for a tidal wave?
Tsunami?
Yes, sir. Number four. True or false? The Indian Ocean is the biggest ocean on Earth.
False.
Correct. False. The Pacific Ocean is the biggest. Number five. The solid state of water is known as what?
Ice.
Correct. Number six. Can the average human survive without water for a few days or a few weeks?
Few days.
Correct. True or false? Pure water is tasteless.
False.
True.
Pure water. Okay. I guess that makes sense.
Number eight. Nimbus, cumulus, and stratus are types of what?
Clouds.
Correct. True or false? Water is an example of a chemical element.
I haven't learned this in science yet. I'm going to say false.
You would be correct.
Okay.
10. Does water cover more or less than 50% of the Earth's surface?
More.
Correct. True or false? Water boils at 100 degrees Celsius, 212 degrees Fahrenheit.
True.
Correct. Water freezes at what temperature?
28 degrees Fahrenheit?
0 degrees Celsius, 32 degrees Fahrenheit. You were close. True or false? Water is easy to compress.
False.
Correct. The deepest point in all of the world's ocean is named what?
Mariana Trench.
Correct. True or false? Consumption of bottled water has risen significantly over the past few decades.
True.
Correct. Pure water has a pH level of around what number?
Pure water?
Mm-hmm.
10?
7.
Oh.
What is the longest river on Earth?
Mississippi River?
Let's go with the Nile.
No. Oh, man. I learned that in history. I should have memorized that.
And the last one, an easy one, hopefully. True or false? Ice sinks in water.
False.
It floats.
Yeah.
Well, good job on the water quiz, James.
Thank you. I missed a few. One that I definitely shouldn't have missed that I missed, but eh.
Pretty good.
Uh-huh.
So what are your topo facts?
I don't have any.
Don't have any?
Not, okay. Nope, not today.
Well, why don't we try this other treat that we have here?
We have a treat. It's not a water. I called it a water by accident before. It's clearly Canadian mountain blackberry. I'm very excited for this. This is going to be very good.
Me too.
And maybe you guys will get... Oh!
Whoa! Ah!
Someone shook it beforehand.
Got some carbonation action.
All right. Oh, it smells good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, here, maybe you get some good ASMR.
Mmm.
There we go.
For me?
And for me.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, that is good.
Mmm.
Wow.
That is really good.
It's nice and sour. And sweet. This is my favorite flavor that we've tried.
Yeah, this is a good one.
I really, really like this one. Yeah.
All natural ingredients.
Uh-huh.
Contains no juice.
Yep. I wonder how they make it all natural then.
I don't know.
It's very, very good. It's very, it's focusing more on the actual flavor of the fruits that they use to make the sodas than sweetness. And I really like that. So this is more of a sour-ish soda. And it's really good. And like all clearly Canadians, it is clear and Canadian.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, this one says it's carbonated water, spring water, pure cane sugar, natural vegan flavoring, citric acid, spring water sources, Whistler, BC, Formosa, Ontario, or other Canadian springs.
It's very, very good. I enjoy this water quite a bit.
Not water.
Soda. Quite a bit. Yeah.
Me too.
I'm used to saying water on this podcast because it's a podcast about water. So, is that all we have for today?
I think so. It's time to start to wrap up this podcast, but we put in some pretty good work here today, I would say, James. What do you think?
Yeah, and if you appreciate our work, then you might as well rate and review us wherever you're listening on, whether that's Anchor, Overcast,
Spotify.
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts.
Hopefully soon YouTube. We'll have to see if we can get that done.
Yeah, well, that's the idea to get to grow our audience is to get it on YouTube as well.
Yeah. Follow our Instagram at The Bills Podcast.
Yeah, we're going to put up something from this episode for sure.
Yeah. At The Bills Podcast at gmail.com is our Gmail. And if you shoot us a message there, then we can feature you on the podcast. If you shoot us a voice message on Anchor, that's the little green button up at the top there. We can feature you on the podcast like that. Huh.
Water everywhere and not a drop to drink. It's an old quote, James. Have you never heard that one?
It's from a book, right?
It's from a book. I can't remember quite which
me
one.
Me neither.
But it has to do with being stranded out in the ocean.
Yeah.
On a desert island or...
Is it the Old Man and the Fish or whatever it's called?
Old Man and the Sea?
Old Man and the Sea, maybe?
Hemingway? Could be.
Maybe. You can follow our TikTok at The Devil's Podcast. We have 3 followers. Me, my co-host, and our producer. And so, that's sad. But, I guess without further ado, this is the awkward outro.